यमुना तेरा वन चारे जय राधा माधव तुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे जय राधा मदन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव
శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవులకి దాని గౌరవ ప్రేమనుంది. So today we will try and speak something about this wonderful 14 pastimes of the Lord. Now these pastimes are very, very confidential pastimes, and I am certainly in no way qualified to sit here and speak about these pastimes. So on the order of the Vaishnavas present here, and by the mercy of all the assembled devotees and guests, I try to speak something. And Chaitanya Prabhu has stressed on the point of the significance of this pastime that we need to understand. Most of us who have been to Vrindavan, we would have visited places like Manasi Ganga and Yamuna. These are the places where the Lord eternally plays and enjoys his boating pastimes. And most of us might have even heard these pastimes. But what is important to understand is the basics first. So I'll try to speak very briefly anyway, we don't have enough time to go in very elaborate. But it's important for us to go from the basics, and then we can speak about these high pastimes, and you know, which takes place with the Lord's most intimate associates. So Lord Krishna, who is our ever-well-wisher, and our all-merciful Lord, who is our eternal Father, he reveals our true identity in the Bhagavad Gita. He tells us that we are not this body, and we are the soul. And by meaning that, he tells us that our true nature is to be subservient to the super soul, which means that our constitutional position, therefore, is to be engaged in the Lord's service for his enjoyment, for his pleasure. And the more we give ourselves for this goal, the more we become happy. That is the most important thing to understand. Because devotional service is selfless, no doubt. But when we engage ourselves for the pleasure of the Lord, and then we ask, so what is there for me? Then you will understand that there is bliss, which has no bound, which we cannot experience in any of this material happiness. But however, due to our past conditionings and the associating with this three modes of material nature for time immemorial, the stupid mind thinks or makes us conditioned to live on this bodily platform and to run around satisfying these bodily needs. So, therefore what happens if we continue with this mentality, then the end is miserable and frustrating conditions. So therefore when we hear these pastimes of the Lord with these mentality, then it doesn't do good for us. We hear always, right, in Mahavishnu Bhagavatam classes and Bhagavad Gita classes, that by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, we get purified. But that purification only comes if we hear with a very simple heart, without any envy. If we are envious, then instead of getting purified, we get vitrified. Because we, or this mind, always thinks, is that why not me? Why the Lord? Why Krishna? Why not me? Why he is enjoying it? Why not me? So if that is the mentality, then we cannot even enter into these pastimes and we cannot even understand these confident pastimes of the Lord. So therefore it is very important for us to understand the mood, as Ajahn was stressing on this point, that with what mood we should be in. So, if the devotee, or even if any person that comes in this hall and with a very simple heart, and hears these pastimes without any envy, then automatically he will get attraction to the Lord. And that is the reason why the Lord performs these wonderful pastimes. And we hear these pastimes so that we get attracted to him. And what happens when we get attracted to him? He gets eternal bliss in a way that we develop a loving devotional mood and surrender unto him. So this is the purpose of why we should hear these pastimes. So in the scriptures, the acharyas explained there are limitless pastimes of the Lord that takes place, both prakat and aprakat. And some are very intimate, with his most intimate associates. And the purpose of all these pastimes is one, for the satisfaction and the pleasure of the Lord. Why? Because he is the only enjoyer, as it states in Bhagavad Gita. He is the only enjoyer. But the beauty of devotional service is that by trying to give satisfaction to the Lord, we also get enjoyment. So that's a reciprocal relation there. We also become happy in trying to make the Lord happy. So that is a side effect which naturally occurs. We have so many side effects which are mostly negative, but in this devotional service, the more we try to give in, the more positive is the side effect. So, by the mercy of the Lordship Sri Sridharam Govind Maharaj and his pure devotees, we are getting a chance today to enter into his most confidential pastimes. It is not just that it's happening because we want it. No, because now the Lord wants it, or he wants us to take with him in these pastimes. So we should be very with a mood of surrender and taking this godless mercy upon us. We should be very, very with awe and reverence, in fact. Because even though these pastimes are in a very high state of bhava, for us, especially at least for me, as I said earlier, you know, this is something that is beyond me to speak on. But we should be at least in that mood of awe and reverence, taking his causeless mercy that he's allowing us to witness these pastimes. So there are unlimited number of ecstatic leelas that takes place between Radha and Krishna, daily, in fact, throughout Vrindavan, and with their girlfriends, with the gopis. They sometimes look at each other in different ways. They talk on different topics. Jokingly, they harass each other. Then they steal, like Krishna steals the necklace of Radharani. And Krishna, practically every day, he gets his flute stolen by Radharani or her girlfriends. Sometimes they do the water sports in Yamuna, and sometimes they do the boating pastimes in Yamuna and Mansi Ganga, where Krishna sometimes disguises as a boatman. So, in different scriptures, acharyas have explained. In fact, in one of the states, it also stated that Krishna actually he transformed his flute into a boat just to carry over the cows and the cowherd boy, the gopas, across the river. And in another place it stated that just by the music that comes out from his flute, a beautiful boat is created. Or sometimes just by the music of the flute, the Yamuna gets stunned and becomes hardened, and then the Gopal and the cows can just walk through. So there is, in one place, there is an explanation of the boat that emanates or that manifests from the music of Krishna's flute. It is explained that the boat is actually completely made of jewels and pearls and coral, and the deck is made of diamonds, and the seats, there are so many seats one after the other made of gold and jewels, and there are golden bells all around the boat, and as the boat moves it jingles. And then in the glorification of Golden Hill, actually, there are so many prayers that our acharyas have said. And one of the points that always comes is about the boating pastimes at Manasi Ganga. Because Manasi Ganga is part of Govardhan. So in the glorification of Govardhan, the acharyas also glorify Manasi Ganga and the boating pastimes that takes place. So there are innumerable pastimes that takes place. I'll just narrate maybe one or two. Like one, now Manasi Ganga, if we go today, it just looks like a very small lake. So when we hear these pastimes that the gopis and the gopas, they want to cross over the Manasi Ganga, and we think it's just so small. But it is actually explained in the scripture that Manasi Ganga used to flow so swiftly like a river, and its water would enter into the Govinda Kund. So one time Radharani wanted to cross over with her girlfriends Manasi Ganga, and Krishna came as a boatman. And these are pastimes, basically, as I said, that actually occurs out of love and ecstasy between the Lord and the devotees. So Radharani actually tells Krishna to take across the Manasi Ganga. And Krishna, actually when they enter into the boat, Krishna, he rolls the boat so violently that the boat starts rocking to and fro. And then Radharani becomes afraid, the gopis become afraid. So Krishna wants to see this. They become so afraid. And then he would sometimes arrange in such a way that there would be storm right when they are in the middle of the Manasi Ganga. So this storm would come, and then it would form such strong winds that the boat will really, you know, rock right in the middle of the Manasi Ganga. And the gopis and Radharani would become so afraid. And then Krishna would stop right in the middle, and then he would demand his fee. So the girls, they don't have any money to give. But then Krishna would demand something to give. Or sometimes, if Radharani is alone, then sometimes Krishna would say, "Oh, the boat is so old and it cannot move any forward." And actually he would tease Radharani in a way by telling her, "Oh, you are so fat that this boat cannot now move any further. So I cannot row the boat anymore, and we're just going to stay here, and you have to stay here over the night." So like that they would play these joking, very jokingly. There is one pastime in that takes place in the Yamuna as well. Once the gopis and Radharani, they were they were carrying the pots of yogurt and milk and to take across the Yamuna, because there was a big yajna being arranged. So Nanda Maharaj actually had ordered for these preparations to bring over. And Krishna arranges in such a way that there is no boat available except his. And he disguises as a boatman and he pretends to sleep. And his boat is very old, with cracks around. So Radharani and all the girlfriends, they come around and they see there is no boat, there is only one boat there lying. So Radharani tells Lalita Sakhi and says, go and tell the boatman to take us across. So Lalita goes and shouts. And Krishna, in the disguise of the boatman, he pretends not to hear. He just sleeps. And then Radharani comes and then she shouts, oh boatman, please take us across. We need to carry all these pots to the other side. So then Krishna wakes up and he says in a very faltering voice, oh, my boat is very old and cracked. I cannot take it across. So then Radharani says, but then we don't have any other boat here and we need to bring this across. So please take us. So then Krishna says, okay. In fact, in one of the places it also explained the conversation. Radharani always takes another meaning of what Krishna says, or sometimes Krishna also does the same thing. So like here, when Krishna is saying that, oh my dear young girl, please step into my taru, boat, which means. But then Radharani says, takes the meaning of taru as a tree. And then she says, oh, what power do I have to climb the tree? So then Krishna says, no, my dear, charming bewildered girl, I do not mean tree, I mean taru. So then Radharani takes the meaning as the sun. So she says, why would I want to go to the sun? So Krishna says, all these words that I am using means now, boat. So then Radharani takes a different meaning. She says, all these words are meant to bring us together. Now means us. So like that, they jokingly also sometimes play. And Krishna actually, as we hear, mainly on Radhashtami, that everything that Radharani does is so perfect in a way that it is just the best that Krishna wants. So even in these joking pastimes, it is exactly what Krishna would make, or exactly what would make Krishna so happy. And that's what Radharani would do. Therefore, she is the best devotee of Krishna. So here, okay, so finally, they say then, but then Krishna says, when they were entering, that the boat, the river is very deep and my boat is old. So he warns them, and it is full of cracks. So, but then Radharani says, but nevertheless, you are the only boatman here available, so please take us across. And then Krishna slowly starts rowing the boat. And then again, when they come into the middle of the Yamuna, Krishna stops. And he demands for the fee to take them across. And he smiles and he gazes to see these frightened faces of the gopis. Then Krishna says, but by then actually, again, by the arrangement, there is a huge storm that comes. And because of this, the boat starts rocking so violently that water starts coming into the boat. And the gopis, they start becoming so frightened. And Radharani actually laments for her destiny, that what a day it is. Today is going to be my end. And then she pleads, the boatman, please take us across very fast, otherwise we are all going to drown here. So then Krishna says, oh, but you girls, you have so heavy pots. How are we going to go across? We are surely going to drown today. So then he demands them to drop off their pots. So they quickly do that. They put up all the yogurt and the milk pots that they had brought over, they actually throw into the river. Then again Krishna says, oh you girls, you have so heavy jewelries on your bodies. With this we cannot go ahead. So then they start removing all the jewels and they throw into the river. Then they plead, okay, now let's go, please move, otherwise we're all going to drown here. So then Krishna again says, but you girls, you have so heavy saris on your body, how can we move ahead? So like this, Krishna jokes. And then finally when it drops so hard, that Radharani actually falls over to the Krishna side. And then she touches the flute. And then they understand, oh, this is none other than Krishna. So then they actually, again, this is all a joking pastime that takes place. But then Krishna demands Radharani to play with her as a fee to take him across. So like this, there are so many pastimes that takes place. And then Radharani actually complains and she becomes angry. And then she says that if at all I live this day today, then I promise I will never step in your boat again. She tells to Krishna. So then Krishna again pacifies her and says, don't be so harsh. By your mercy we will live through this. All you need to do is pay me the boat fare and we will go across. So like this, there are very number of pastimes being explained by the acharyas. But again, as I said, these are very confidential pastimes. So just by hearing it, yes, we do get happy. Our heart gets enlightened. But again, if we take it in a very mundane sense, then it is dangerous for our own spiritual life. So, at least from our point of view, we should just pray and beg at the lotus feet of the lordships that just as Krishna plays so wonderfully with his associates and takes them across to the river, by his godless mercy and by the mercy of his pure devotees, he may deliver us and take us across this ocean of samsara, so that we be eternally in his, engaged in his devotional service. So, I'll end here. Lordships are ready. Thank you very, very much for hearing it and for tolerating me. Hare Hari Bol. Jai Shri Shri Radha Govinda Madhav Ji Ki. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki. Ananda Madhav Vaishnavinda Ki. Ananda Madhav Vaishnavinda Ki.
Can devotees please give us a little bit of space in the center? You've all been given sheets of paper, bhajan is there. Panasagapu will lead us in this song. Can we request all devotees to stand?
Jai Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe. Jai Radha Govinda Radha Govinda. Jai Radhe Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Radha Madan Bhavan Ji Ki, Radha Govind Madhav Ji Ki, Shri Naka Bihar Mahamahotsav Ji. Can I request all the mridanga players to please come here, be with us, so because we need the focus. I'll just read this is the Yugal Aarti, it is sung in Mayapur during the Naka Bihar festival every year, and there are many other songs which are sung. This is by the Srila Geetavali from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the ceremony of worshipping the divine couple. I'll just read the translation. All glories to the meeting of the transcendental pair, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. The gopis headed by Lalita perform the arati ceremony for their pleasure. The threefold bending form of Krishna, the attractor of Cupid, dressed in a yellow silk dhoti and wearing a crown decorated with peacock feathers, is simply captivating to the mind. Sitting to the left of the charming Lord Madhava is the daughter of King Rishabhanu, dressed in a lovely deep blue sari. Her complexion is the color of molten gold, and all the characteristics of her beauty and qualities are highly praiseworthy. She is decorated with various shimmering, sparkling ornaments. Her face is so slender that it enchants the mind of Lord Hari. The gopis of Vishakha's group sing many enchanting songs in various tunes, while the topmost class of gopis, known as the Priya Narma Sakis, soothe Radha and Krishna by waving chamara fans. Hoping to attain the lotus feet of Radhika and Madhava, Bhakti Vinod happily swims in the ocean of bliss found at the feet of damsel of Rajadham. Jai Shri Radha Govinda Madhav Ji Ki, Loka Vihar Bhavamotsav Ki, Nitai Gaur Kirtanat Devanande. Jayo Jayo Radha Krishna, Yugal Milan. 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 Arati karo e lali, tati sati gana. Jayo jayo Radha Krishna, Yugal Milan. Arati karo e lali, tadi sakhi gana. Madana mohana rupa, tribanga sundara. Mohana Rupa Tribanga Sundara. Pitambara Sikhi Puja Chuda Manohara. Sambara Sikhi Puja Chura Manohara. Jayo Jayo Radha Krishna, Yugal Milan. Arati karo e lali, tadi sati gana.
Rishabhanu Kanya. Lalita Madhava Vame Rishabhanu Kanya. Sunila Vasana Gori Rupe Gune Danya. Sunila Vasana Gori Rupe Gune Danya. Jayo Jayo Radha Krishna Yugala Milan. Arati Karo Elali Tadi Sati Gana. Nana vidha alankara kore jalamala. Nana vidha alankara kore jalamala. Hari Manavi Mohana Vadana Ujjwala. Hari Manavi Mohana Vadana Ujjwala. Vishakha disa ki gana nana rage gaya. Vishakha disa ki gana nana rage gaya. Narmasakhi jata chamar dulaya. Priya Narmasakhi jata chamar dulaya. Srinada Madhava Pada Sarati Jagat.